Welcome back, everybody.
Talking about Ryan?
Yeah, he's got four goals.
I picked him in the overtime challenge the other day.
He changed his number back to 9. That's why he's killing it.
You good, Cher?
Does it seem like you've never got away, truly, or no?
No, it is a nice break. You know, when we get back this time, you know, it almost... right about this time of year is when you start itching to get back into the building. You know, we're here, and obviously we have our time constraints where we get 4 hours and phase, you know, all the phase one stuff. And but it's good to be back. It's good to be back around the guys. A lot of new faces this year, probably the most new faces we've had in my 6 years. So it's exciting. You know, we're here to get back and get better. And this is when we lay the foundation for 2017.
How are things different for you coming in now as a veteran, maybe opposed to a couple of years ago when you were still new?
You know, it's to me, I've kind of always had the same mindset of coming in and make sure I take care of my business and be a leader by example. And just because I'm older now or one of the, you know, more experienced players, that doesn't really change for me. I'm a guy who's going to try to go out there and lead by example. And, you know, if younger guys have questions or younger guys need guidance, they always know that, you know, I'm very welcoming and I'm here to get some advice, but I've never really been a huge rah-rah vocal guy. But there's a time and a place for that. And now, obviously, being one of the more experienced players, I feel a little more comfortable in that role.
How much of this week is about that camaraderie, just getting to know guys and just getting a rapport with people?
Oh, it's all about that. You know, everybody thinks with the new CBA and all the rules that we have to follow that it's hard to get stuff done in these early phases. But, you know, we have 8 hours in the meeting room and we have time to get out here and work together as players. But there's also things that we can go back and learn on, you know, not just from last year, but years past. And now's a time where, you know, we go through situations and when those things come up in October, November, you know, a lot of people say, well, the ball didn't bounce your way last year. The year before it did, and we won 11 games and won the division. But a lot of times that luck is created by what we do in April and May, and we're prepared for when those situations come up. And, you know, when preparation meets opportunity, you have luck. So it'll be about making sure that we're prepared for those situations and get back to winning close football games in the fourth quarter.
Cal, is week one even more interesting now for you guys?
I think it's more interesting for you guys. there's definitely going to be, you know, if there's not enough excitement going into the first game of the season, obviously him coming back here provides even more excitement. So I said it yesterday that I would assume he'll have a warm welcome when he comes back here. I mean, he's done so much for this organization and this the Twin Cities community, so I don't see why it wouldn't. I'm just glad I'm not on defense. I don't have to tackle him. So if Adrian and I are on the field at the same time, there's a big problem.
What will you miss about his presence on this offense?
I think the biggest thing, and, you know, we're going through it right now, is his work ethic, you know, the way he is off the field, in the locker room, as a leader. You know, guys have to step up and fill that void. He's one of the hardest workers I've been around, and, you know, obviously everyone sees what he does on Sundays, but, you know, his work behind the scenes is what will be missed.
So, Kyle, you talk about all the new people. What is the positive? A lot of people can say when you have a nucleus of returning people on offense, you can have a jump-off point. But what is the positive of having so many new faces that you don't know what's going to go?
Well, I think if you go, and, you know, for me, I can speak offensively. I think we do have a good nucleus of guys that have been, you know, yeah, new system, new offensive coordinator, but we're doing the things that we're good at and the things that we've done over the last 3 years. That's not going to change. So you have guys that are familiar with each other at the core. You know, for Sam, he doesn't have to come here 13 days before his first start. He gets an off season with us. We get to go out and throw the ball around a little bit. And then you add a couple new guys, and, you know, we're trying to bring them along as quick as possible. So, like I said, we're just trying to lay this foundation for 2017 as an offense to help our team win more football games.
Hey, you were the number 43 pick in the second round. Vikings' first pick is 48. I mean, you're living proof that you can get a good player in that range. And some of the guys in that range, maybe do they have a extra chip that they didn't go in the first round, or they fell out for whatever reason? Maybe you could elaborate on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think if you go back over the history of the draft, there's you can find great guys that can come in. And, you know, I'm not the only example of that, especially on this team. go back and look at, you know, some of the second and third round guys that we've had. Guys that come to my mind right off the top is Eric Kendricks, Danielle Hunter, guys like that that we've gotten in second round, third round. There's guys that can come in and impact our football team, and I think that's what our front office, Rick, and those guys do best is they're going to get a guy that's a quality football player, that's a high-character guy, and he's going to come in here and help us win games.
Did you come in with maybe an extra chip? Like, I should have gone in the first round?
You know, that Thursday night of the draft was awful. I was so bitter, and, you know, everyone's telling you your dreams are still going to come true, but, you know, it's hard to lose, you know, you lose sight of that, and it's hard to you know, put that aside, but, you know, I can speak for everybody that didn't go in the first round when you still hear your name called on the draft, and I still remember getting the phone call from Rick and talking to Leslie and everybody that was on the phone at that time, and I didn't want to hear anyone on Thursday night tell me how awesome it was going to be when I got drafted on Friday. But when the pick is finally in and you do hear your name called, you know, it's an overwhelming flow of emotions, and it doesn't matter when you're drafted. You know, it's the work starts once you get here, and I think that's the most important thing for guys to realize. No matter if you're the first pick or the 200 and however many picks are in the draft, the work starts after you're drafted.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks, Cal.
Yeah, absolutely. Sid, what's up, man?
All right.